Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
I was perusing Vernon Bailey's Mammals of North Dakota from 1926 recently. He recognized two species of porcupines in the state. He went on to note that the yellow-haired or Rocky Mountain porcupine was mainly found west of the Missouri River, and that a specimen collected in 1914 in the Turtle Mountains was the easternmost documentation of the species. The black-haired or Canada porcupine was an eastern species with a couple of records in eastern part of the state along the Red River and in Pembina County. I checked Robert Seabloom's Mammals in North Dakota from 2011 for a clarification. As you might expect, porcupines may be found in wooded and brushy areas of the state, but documentation is lacking in places. The two species recognized by Bailey are now recognized as two subspecies. The range of the yellow-haired subspecies is rather common in the southwestern part of the state, documented in McKenzie, Dunn, Stark, Slope, Bowman, Golden Valley, and Grant counties. The black-haired subspecies can be found in eastern North Dakota, Manitoba, and Minnesota. It's been recorded from Pembina, Walsh, Ramsey, and Richland counties, and has also been observed along the Missouri River in the Bismarck and Riverdale areas. As you might expect, the yellow-haired subspecies characteristically has yellowish guard hairs, while the black-haired subspecies has white-tipped guard hairs. Also, the yellow-haired subspecies is a bit larger, averaging around 24 pounds versus 15 pounds for the black-haired subspecies. The porcupine is a good example of the continued need for documentation on the range of our flora and fauna. For example, they're common in the Turtle Mountains, but apparently haven't been documented, as Botineau and Rolette counties are not mentioned for either subspecies. We need better documentation to help determine what's happening to populations of our plants and animals. So as you travel the state, be on the lookout for porcupines. You may notice some differences through your travels, but they're all the same species. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.